Hello everyone and welcome back to Equity Manager. Today we are going to talk about the stock market movements in the Indian markets before and after the elections, what happened, certain facts, and how should you interpret whatever has happened. So as you remember that before the election results came out, there were certain statements issued by prominent politicians, including the Prime Minister, that the stock markets should be hitting records on the day of the counting. Well, that was a statement which was primarily aimed at telling the viewers that they are highly confident they'll come back to power. But then equating it to stock markets was unusual, was not even suggested, or probably that was not the right thing to do. But then it was indicating to the investors that we will continue with our policy reforms, and over the last couple of years, government capex has happened. Probably that may continue in the areas and the sectors that the government is focusing, so you should not be worried. But then just on the day that the exit poll results came out, that is June 3rd, that is when we heard that that due to the majority that the government is supposed to get as per exit polls, the markets went on a strong run up. It was expected that once the big thumbs up comes from the from the voter community, the markets will react. But then what it turned out to be is probably a move by certain informed folks that buying was recommended before that, and on that day selling was suggested. And not surprisingly, the data that came out, in fact, a lot of people sold on that day. What is surprising is that retail investors sold a lot. So what does it indicate? Retail investors have become smarter, more aware of what can happen in the markets. Yes, as is indicated by what happened the next day. What happened the next day on the day of the counting? As in the morning, the results started coming out, which indicated that the government may not be formed with such a majority as was indicated, with 350 plus or 400. Well, below 300 was looking at the count, the market started falling badly. This is called panic. This is what is emotional behavior that we keep seeing in the markets again and again. And this is what seasoned investors need to understand how to make the best of. Do not get carried away with your euphoria. Do not sell in panic. Keeping a level head is very important, and that is the most difficult task for an investor. So the seasoned and the rational investor sold at the euphoria or the rise of the day before the counting, and on the day of the counting they encashed by adding positions back or buying stocks which were in high panic. And you could see that infrastructure, defense, where the maximum focus of the current government was, those stocks were getting beaten down badly. In fact, some stocks were getting down beaten just because of the panic also. And that is where, safe buying could be done. This was, of course, a day for bulk buying opportunity. And for that, we always need to keep some cash aside to encash on certain days like that. The moral of the story is that if you remain steady and level-headed in the market, not get carried away or not get beaten down by the ups and the downs, we can expect to make decent and good returns on our investment. On panic days like that, a certain amount kept as an emergency cash comes into effective use for people who do plan it smartly. If you bought on that day and made double-digit gains, selling out some of those gains is also sensible, because what happens is that then the cost of our long-term holding comes down. That said, it's very sensible, and we should exercise caution before listening to statements issued by respected politicians or people in power and thinking that they are thinking about our benefit. It's not entirely true in the short term, of course. Maybe that they have their best motives to move the economy ahead. But then statements like that which come out and relate election results to the stock markets invariably creates highs and the lows of emotions, which we saw in the Indian markets. There are certain people who are calling this rigging. There are certain people who are calling it out as saying inside and informed, well-informed people make the best of it. But what is interesting is that the data that came out and which is out there in the open is that retail investors sold heavily when the markets rose, and on the day of counting, retail investors bought heavily. So, which is a positive and a strong sign that the average investor has become smarter. Let's keep ourselves level-headed. Now, what is to watch out for is how will the corporate and how will the government spending keep on happening to boost up the economy? We are, of course, expecting interest rates to come down soon, but there is no exact timeline when that will happen. Corporate results, growth in the numbers that companies deliver will determine the returns that they do in the long run, which is obviously the case. So keep an eye on stocks which are delivering as per what they promised. Keep a cautious view on stocks which depend purely on government spending, because the current regime has not come with a strong majority. So multiple views have to be incorporated when making policy decisions. The final budget will also determine what happens next. So hope you guys stay steady out there, and we will keep bringing you updates and key information about the stock markets and how to navigate this world from time to time.